Hi, my name is Don Genova, and you're listening to a podcast recorded in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, called All You Can Eat. Last week, I brought you a story from the south of France. This week, I'm back in France again, but this time in the Loire Valley, about a two-hour train ride south of Paris, cycling my way around, as a matter of fact. The weather was hot and humid for the first few days, and in a lovely garden, we discovered some frogs. Very loud frogs. The sound was recorded through the microphone on my digital camera. Not the best quality, but you get the idea. Anyway, on to the story. My bicycle trip wasn't exactly the Tour de France. Instead of striving for the lead and the yellow jersey, I made sure I stopped for leisurely lunches and decadent dinners. You know, it seemed like a good idea to cycle through France's Loire Valley. Endless fields of grapevines, wheat, rye, and sunflowers, castles with moats, village markets, and more. I forgot to factor in two things. I hadn't been on a bicycle in 2 years, and the temperature reached well over 30 degrees every day of the tour. The only thing that kept me going was the knowledge my butt would stop hurting when I climbed off the bike, and there was a cold beer and a great dinner waiting for me back at base camp, the Vieux Moulin, or Old Mill. Well, I've finished my beer. Time to wander into the kitchen to find Coco Petit, our chef de cuisine. So, Coco, this looks like rabbit going into the pan.
Yeah, that's mustard rabbit.
Mustard rabbit. Okay. Can you tell me what else is on the menu tonight?
We've got a gratin dauphinois, which is a potato gratin, and some snails in a creamy sauce. And the dessert is a crème caramel.
It sounds like a very French meal.
It is. Traditional.
Is that the way you would describe most of the meals here at Moulin, the Vieux Moulin?
Not all of the meal, because, for example, the duck with blueberry sauce is not traditional, but rabbit is traditional in France.
Coco is married to Frank Petit, a transplanted American who runs the cycling tours. They spend the winters in Vail, Colorado, but for the most part, France is home, and Coco uses her homegrown knowledge of cooking to augment the recipes prepared by the first chef at the inn.
My grandmother used to live with us, so I could see her cooking, and as soon as I was, six, I began with a chocolate mousse or a chocolate cake or pancakes for my friends on Wednesdays, and now I saw my mother, too, cooking, and that's how you learn.
The meals that we've had so far, I'd say that they're not complicated, but all the ingredients, they really stand out on their own.
Yes, they are. And I think it's difficult in the States to cook like that because we don't have the same ingredients. The cream, the butter are not the same, so it's not difficult cooking, but the ingredients are not there. So when I'm in Vail, I've got trouble to find good food.
Dinner was always six courses, including dessert and cheese. I had to ask Coco about a delicious fish I'd never had before.
It's a fish from the Mediterranean Sea, and it comes from the rock, from the bottom of the sea. It's a rock fish, and it's not very nice to look at. It has an ugly head, but it's very good in the plate, and it's called a rascasse. And you can use it to do the bouillabaisse, which is a typical fish soup from the south of France.
Coco is a staunch supporter of the family meal, and at Le Vieux Moulin, your cycling comrades are your dinner companions. It makes for lively discussion. She can't understand why people wouldn't make a nice dinner for their family from scratch.
It is, and it's a tradition to cook, because when you cook for your family, it's love you give them. And I don't understand when American ladies don't cook. They bring back stuff from McDonald's for dinner for their family. That's not healthy, and that's not cooking.
I left the heat of the kitchen to sit on the deck with Frank Petit, who started offering the bike tours from Le Vieux Moulin 13 years ago. The mill house traces its history to the agricultural crops of the region.
This mill house is a 14th century structure. It was built as a grist mill owned by a count. His millman lived in the mill house. there was a water wheel in the river, and then you usually had a sort of a gear arrangement where you had a stone on stone, sort of perpendicular to each other, and the water wheel would drive that stone. And the villagers pretty much were obligated to bring their oat and wheats to the mill house to have it ground. Of course, the mill man or the count would take his percentage, and then, of course, they could take that and go to usually maybe his chateau or a chateau where they'd have an inside-outside oven, and then from the outside they could bake their bread. So
Frank says cyclists are always hungry when they get back from a hard day's ride, so food is an important part of the package.
My cuisinier was really a Monet when it came to food. One meal I had, I said, gee, Jacques, this is a little on the tough side. He said, Frank, I'm the cuisinier, I can do a lot, but the product is more important than me. So we then switch and we buy all a lot of our ingredients from the charcuterie in the local village, and you're just paying a little more, but the product is the whole key, you know, unquestionably.
That is what France is all about, high-quality, fresh ingredients containing so much flavor you don't have to do anything fancy to them. It's not impossible to cook like that in Canada. You just have to get out of the supermarkets and into the farmers' markets and shady lanes with farm gate sales. And of course, summer is the best time to do it. You could even ride your bicycle. Just make sure you wear your helmet and have a nice, soft seat. For some photos and a link to the website of Le Vieux Moulin, visit my website at www.pacificpalette.com. That's it for this edition of All You Can Eat. I'm Don Genova. Bye for now.